shots in that, what we call the grade A scoring area. So it was a real good period for us, and we really limited them to really having anything.
Well, it was, and the Huskies end the second period leading 1-0 going into the third. Again, 24-5 were the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. And we go to the third period, and it took until the halfway mark of the period for the Huskies to get an insurance goal, but it was Ryan Fern, his second of the season from Mike Neville, and Fern was able to kind of pull this off of the wall there and get away from a defender and just shot a laser wrist shot to give the Huskies a 2-0 lead.
Neville will take the draw for Michigan Tech against Nardi. Nardi will control back to his defense. They work it up to the half wall. Neville kicks it down. Here comes Ryan Fern. Score!
Not sure if there was a bigger goal all weekend, Coach, because that came just at the right time.
Well, it did. I mean, they were in a good spot. They were happy going in the third period on the road with a 1-0 game, you know, in our favor. I mean, I don't know if there was a game plan, but they're right there. I think their coaches were happy with where their team was, and we needed that second goal, and it was a huge goal. And Ryan Fern had a great scoring opportunity previous to that. They had a 3-on-2, and Malcolm Gould makes a great play, and Ryan's like all alone right between the hash marks in the slot, and Kapelka made a pretty good glove save. Ryan just didn't get it up quite high enough, and on this shot, you can see why he scores goals. I mean, he's a goal scorer. He shot that puck and put it upstairs there in the corner, which wasn't much room, but that was a huge goal for our team.
There wasn't much room, and when I watching it live, I thought, well, that's a great shot. And then watching the replay, yeah, it was even more impressive on how much it looked like Kapelka was actually favoring that side and not giving him anything, and he still was able to find that top shot.
Well, yeah, and like you said, it's a big goal, and it turned out to be the winning goal in the hockey game, but great shot, good goal, and I thought our team would really rally upon after that, but as we found out, something else was in store.
Yeah, 2 minutes later, Andrew Domic gets his fourth of the season from Perro and Clement, and that was at the 12:30 mark of the period. What were your thoughts, Coach, on how that goal went in and what we didn't do right there?
Yeah, they pushed back, and you know, it was defensive zone coverage. We got mixed up a little bit in our defensive zone, and actually, you know, we thought there could have been a penalty called on the play because there was some interference on Daniel Holmberg and really took him out of the play, which enabled one of their guys to get wide open to score the goal. So, but unfortunately, that's not the case. And good shot, beat Jamie far side. And I give him credit. He didn't handle the puck. He just shot it, you know, like a goal scorer does, and beat Jamie far side. But a little bit of blown coverage there. We're just in between their players. We weren't compact enough in our zone to take that player out of the slot area. So, but now that gives them momentum, and now you got a hockey game. And the other thing is, we had too many penalties in the third period. Yeah. We had 3 penalties. You know, we had to kill, and not great penalties, not goal score or goal saving penalties, what we call our team penalties. So, unfortunately, we got to get better at those. But it really put a lot of pressure on our team, and especially on our penalty killers.
It was a tough night for Dennis Ricks, penalty wise. I mean, one of your better penalty killers, arguably your best penalty killer in the box 3 times.
Well, no question, and you know, his last one was 2 minutes later after they scored the goal. So now all of a sudden they not only score, but they're going back on the power play, and their power play is pretty good. And fortunately, we did a real good job killing that penalty. And then from that point on, I thought we did a nice job playing with the lead and finishing the game.
I thought the finish was great. We didn't give them a whole lot at the end there when they pulled their goaltender. No. And Lake State is that was the only period, I believe, all weekend that Lake State outshot us. It was really close, 12-11.
So. Yeah, they did. And the majority of that was because of the 3 power plays that they had. And at that point, they just tried to get pucks to the net. And they had a couple, where guys are standing by the side of the net in the pass just misses them, or the guy missed the puck. So we got lucky a little bit in the third period. But like I said, I think things have a way of evening themselves out. And, it's a good win for us. It was a must win and a big win. And, in front of a great crowd, too. Another good crowd, Dirk, considering it's deer hunting and a lot going on. I just thought the crowd was outstanding.
Tanner Carroll I just saw this. I didn't see this. Yep. 8 shots on goal in that second game, and Blake Fiedela with, I think, five shots on goal. Those two guys are getting pucks to the net.
Well, they are, and they're getting their scoring opportunities, which is good. And I know Blake, I think, sitting on maybe one goal right now. But
it's a fluky one.
Yeah, and it's not because of lack of chances. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's getting some really good scoring opportunities. And once he starts putting them in, I mean, that's really going to help our team and obviously help Blake and even give him more encouragement and some more energy to play in the games. But overall, like I said, is a good win in a must-win situation.
All right, well, we've got questions coming in for Mel. We'll have those when we come back. Plus, we'll also preview the big weekend up in Anchorage, taking on the Seawolves. It's the Mel Pearson Show, continuing right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA SIPC.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, at 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
See Kelly Jepson, your Houghton State Farm agent. Call 482-1210 or visit them at kellyjepson.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in our studio, and we're taking your questions. DJ at themix93.com. Got a few coming in. We'll let those simmer on the stove a little bit while we talk about Anchorage. The Seawolves are undefeated at home this season, and they have yet to win on the road. Who does that sound like right now? It sounds like the Huskies, but hopefully that'll change as Michigan Tech heads up to Anchorage this weekend.
Well, it has to change, Derek. There's no doubt about that. We have to find a way to win on the road. And this will be a good challenge for us. Obviously, Anchorage has a new coach and some renewed enthusiasm up there. They played extremely well at home. They beat some good teams at home. I believe Quinnipiac, Denver, Western Michigan. So they've been pretty good at home. And obviously, they've had their issues on the road. But it's going to be a good series. It's going to be a tough series. Like, every game in this league is going to be hard fought. And there's not much difference between the teams. And it's what on those nights where your power play works, or you get a bounce here, or you get a good goal from one of your top scorers. But they've got three, four pretty good players that really lead their team. And Bailey and Kwas and Allen and these players. Mm-hmm. So that are seniors, and their goaltenders are experienced too. So they've got a pretty good team, and it'll be a challenge for us to go up there with the travel and also to play on the Olympic sheet. I think we have a pretty good skating team, and hopefully that ice sheet suits us well.
Yeah, we didn't play well. The only time we played played on the Olympic sheet, but that was against Northern Michigan and in that 2-0 loss. How well do you know Matt Thomas, Coach? Do you know him at all?
Well, I know him, but you know, I don't stay in touch with him or anything like that.
Right.
So I don't know him extremely well. But you know, he's bounced around a little bit. You know, started doing some college things as a grad assistant, and obviously worked his way out to the East Coast League and coached in that league for a while to get some head coaching experience. So he's done a nice job. They're playing a lot. I shouldn't say a lot harder. They're playing hard though, real intense and.